Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mkandawira, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you? How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. I've been blessed.
Yes, yes.
How are you? Have you been?
No, I'm well, man. Good. Cannot complain at
all.
Amen. At all. How's Lusaka this afternoon?
Well, the weather is perfect. It's not hot. It's just mild. All is well.
Ah, lovely, lovely. By the way, just to check for interesting, does any of the languages in Zambia speak Portuguese?
No.
No Portuguese at all. Okay, just like us here, we don't have any official Portuguese language. So it's up north when you go to Angola, etc. Oh, lovely.
Yes. Well,
we're celebrating the International Day to celebrate the language of Portuguese according to the United Nations calendar. So I'm just asking out of interest. Now, let's get back to our business. You know, applying the Bible is the duty of all Christians and all those who confess to be followers of Christ. If we don't apply it, the Bible becomes nothing more than just a normal book, an impractical collection of old manuscripts. That's why Paul says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And God says, and the God of peace, rather, will be with you. That's what he says in Philippians 4, verse 9. And so this week, we're going to be exploring the importance of studying and applying biblical principles in our daily lives. Now, Pastor, I want to check with you, what would you say is the purpose of Scriptures? Why the Scriptures? Why did God see the need for the Scriptures?
When Scripture begins, really, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible introduces us to God and his creative works. So from onset, the idea of the Scripture is to introduce us to the Creator and his creative works. And from that work, we see his desire and what he does for the salvation of man. When Paul comes to refer to the purpose of Scripture, in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, verse 11, he says that the Scriptures are for our admonition. And so, while God acquaints us to himself, in the process, he admonishes us. And then, Bible tells us also in the book of Amos, chapter 3, that God will do nothing until he tells us beforehand what he has in mind to do concerning our lives. And so, really, the entire purpose is to acquaint us to himself and his creative works and the works of salvation for our good. That is what Scripture is for.
Yeah. And is it possible then to live a godly life without necessarily, you know, personal Bible study or devotion? That is, if I go to church regularly, listen to gospel music and, you know, devote my time. I mean, I go to practices if I'm a singing group and I participate at church, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that I attend the business meetings. I attend all the meetings. I even listen to gospel music. Is it then possible to live a godly life like that without necessarily personal Bible study?
For a superhuman, it is very possible. Unfortunately, we are not superhuman. If Christ himself needed to understand the Scriptures, like Matthew 4, verse 4 tells us that when he was tempted, he turned to the Scriptures and quoted the Scriptures. That means that he did not just go to church, listen to gospel music. He had personal time to study and understand the Scriptures. And so because of that, we are not superhuman. Our example tells us that when tempted, he had to refer back to the Scriptures. So we too must study the scriptures, understand them for ourselves, so that in times of need, we can pull out scripture and use it for our protection, for our good, and for the admonition of ourselves and those around us. And so really, for human beings, we desperately need to acquaint ourselves with the Bible, the scriptures, and the author of the scriptures for us to be safe. James says, flee from the devil. He says, free from temptation, and the devil resists temptation, rather. And the devil will flee from you. But the only way we can do that successfully is rely on what scripture says, like Jesus did. He had to rely on scriptures, and so he quoted it. It is written. When we rely on what is written in scripture, we can successfully resist temptation.
Yeah.
Without it, we're not safe.
Hey, and we're not safe, eh? I must confess that mm-hmm. we're definitely not safe. Now, is there a difference between reading, the Bible and studying the Bible? Is there a difference, or is it just semantics?
A huge difference. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he says to him, study to show yourself approved of God. A workman who needs not be ashamed, and who rightly divides the words of truth. So, and the idea of studying, as far as Paul is concerned, when he tells Timothy to study, the idea of this study is such that Timothy is to exert himself to a point where his eyes turn red in the studying of the scriptures. That's the power of the word that Paul uses to instruct Timothy to study. Mm. And so a mere reading of scripture will not result into our assimilating scripture in our lives the way it should. And so we ought to study and not simply just glance through scriptures. So here's an example. I teach baptism class. So I tell my class, I want you to study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation with me in class. But for you to understand what we are learning, what we are doing every Sabbath, I want you to read the Bible. Just run through it from Genesis to Revelation. We do it twice in a year. So by June, we'll have finished. And then we start again in July, and we finish in December. Twice in a year. That is the idea. Now, it's been done before. I have done it personally. And so I tell my class, let's do this. So I read through, don't study, just read through. And then when we come to class, we re-study and then understand what you have been studying, because we connect this part of scripture and that part of scripture, and then we come to a perfect understanding of a line of doctrine, a thread of doctrine, because you have acquainted yourself through reading this. But just reading merely will not give you a perfect understanding of what scripture is.
Yeah.
So we ought to study really and not just read.
True. So basically, just skimming through, and it may not necessarily actually help you to understand some of the things, but when you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're saying studying, I imagine a person with a pencil, maybe with highlighters mm-hmm. as well, with some reference points, so that when you need to refer to certain extra biblical material, you can go there. So that's basically studying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are reading it, you're just having the Bible and just reading in the beginning, God created the universe, etc., etc. Now, when we were children, we were often encouraged to memorize Bible texts.
Mm-hmm.
What was the purpose, or what is their purpose of committing to scripture, committing memory to scripture?
All right. The same thing we do in memorizing scripture. God instructed the children of Israel to do the same. Deuteronomy chapter 6, from verse 7 onwards, God tells them to memorize these things and then tell them to their children while they walk, while they sleep, while they eat, when they were doing everything, they were to talk about these things and write them and go with these written pieces wherever they go. The reason scripture says in verse 12 is so that they don't forget God. That is the reason. And so even for us, when we memorize scriptures, because the whole idea of reading and studying the Bible is acquainting ourselves with the creator of the universe and his redemptive works. And so when we study and when we memorize parts of scripture, we know what God has said about what. And we know who has said this. And we don't forget this. And when temptation comes, it is not that Christ had the Bible or scriptures with him when the devil tempted him. But because he had read and understood, when temptation came, it came from the mind. He put it because he read it. That is the purpose of memory verses.
Yeah.
So we don't forget our God. And we are acquainted to this creator.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the, as we let you go, Pastor, what are some of the potential dangers to watch out for when seeking to apply scripture to one's life?
Ah, great. Good question. Let's speak to just three of some of these dangers. So number one, scripture is God's story of how he created and how he redeems. And so when we apply scripture to ourselves, we reduce it to me. We become the center of why we study scripture. So the purpose becomes about us and not about acquainting ourselves to the creator and his creative works. And secondly, the Bible is then seen as a collection of principles and not the story of God's works for man's salvation. That is a danger. Then thirdly, the goal becomes improving one's life. Like we tend to scripture as a source of good advice for living instead of a letter where we commune with the author of this writing. And so we must come to the scriptures understanding they are the writings of God. They are about the story of God in creation and in redemption. And so when we understand that fact, it becomes, where do we place ourselves in this story in relation to the creator and not simply to get good advice for living from the Bible? So those would be the dangers of reducing scripture to me-centered, and then God comes to improve my life.
Now, some say, no, scripture is just, a historical book. So it's just a story of about people who were oppressed and moved from one place to the other. And God chose these people to actually be his people. It's basically a history account. And nothing more. And people have said, no. We'd like to spiritualize things. Would they be correct?
To spiritualize it?
No, to say that it's just a history book, nothing else.
Okay. No, they are not. They are not correct. It is as spiritual as spirituality can get. Mm. It is also as accurate history can be. And so it is not right to reduce it to just historical facts. The Bible is historical, yes, but is as well as spiritual, as spirituality can be.
Lovely. Well, Pastor Amasta, thank you so much for your time, for coming through and talking to us. We'll be with you the whole week.
Amen.
And so we'll be connecting with you once
Indeed.
Again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a lovely day.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a good one.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.